Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify one another. All right. So we've been talking about the peace of God. Peace with God, peace with people, and peace with ourselves. And that's what God calls us to. Peace with God, peace with people, and peace with ourselves. And a lot of people don't have that. They've got unforgiveness towards someone, and you can't experience God's peace when you have unforgiveness in your heart. And see, God can't get through to you what he's trying to get through to you to help you in life. And that's what it grieves God. God's just trying to get the best to you. But if you do it his way, then you begin to experience his peace. Remember, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. There's divine order. Righteousness is your relationship with God. It always produces peace. Remember, he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I got to repeat this. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's Psalms 23. When God is leading you and you're yielding to what he's leading you to, it's for his name's sake. See that? Name. If I write a check, if I write a check to somebody and I don't sign it, they go and try to cash it, it won't cash. Because I didn't put my name on there. In the Bible, the word name has to do with authority. It has to do with authority. So if I put my name on there and they go and try to cash it, they cash it. They get what I said they could have. And that's the way it is in God. He's got everything you need for life, and you get what he says. And he authorizes it for you, and it produces peace in your life. You see that? It produces peace in your life. And peace is power. When you have peace, doesn't matter what's going on around you. You can have peace in the middle of it. That's what peace isn't the absence of something, it's the presence of someone. When you understand he's with you, you have peace. This is a whole nother way to live. So we're talking about peace today, but again, I told you we're going to talk about sin. Because sin can keep you from experiencing the peace God has for you. And when you don't understand it, you keep doing it. It's because you don't understand. Now look, let's just say this is understanding. So we have understanding. Now we're trying to get to some place and we don't understand. So now there's a gap there. So now over here is where we're trying to get to, but we don't understand. It takes faith in the middle there to get to understanding. So I have to get in the faith. The Bible says faith works through love. Faith works through love. Your faith works through the love of God. If I don't understand, I have to stay in the faith, and I will get there. Amen. Did you catch that? Through my love relationship with God. That's what righteousness means, in right relationship with God. So I can stay in right relationship with God, and God's going to show me the path of life. Make sense? Now watch. We've been living out of the kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom at? Over there? Jesus said, the kingdom's not over there. It's not out there. It's not over there. It's in you if you're born again. If you are a child of God and you're born again, the kingdom is in you. And God wants us to live out of this kingdom and be in touch with the Holy Spirit. See that? So now you start living out of that and you got your mind on God all the time. It changes everything. It changes your friends. It changes the people. Because, folks, listen, God's helping you in life. You see this? He's trying to lead you in paths for his name's sake. He wants his authority on your life so you can have authority over things that would try to destroy you. That's why it says he's given us righteousness, the free gift of righteousness, that we can reign in life. God wants you to reign over the things that have been reigning over you. Did you catch that? He wants you to reign over the things that have been controlling you, that he didn't send you. Did you catch that? All right, so now look at this. Look what he says. Isaiah 26:3. Let's go there. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You see, Isaiah is prophesying. He's saying that God, you is God, not you. It's God. God will keep him. Him is you. Him would be you. Him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you, on him, on God, because he trusts in you. That's us. When you trust in God, that's going to produce peace in your life. Where you don't have peace in your life is where you're not trusting God. You're trying to control the situation. You see that? And that's why God wants you to trust him. He wants to trust him. And that's what he wants you to cling to him. Okay, so now look. The word perfect means shalom. Remember? Talked about that last week. Shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. So when the Jewish people would go to the market, they would go to the market and they would tell the merchant where they purchased their goods, they would say, shalom. They would tell the merchant shalom. And that means nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing. In other words, there's nothing missing and nothing broken between you and I. So, and also, they would speak this over their children. Shalom. And they go to bed at night, shalom. They wake up in the morning, they leave for school, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You're becoming whole in the things of God. And they spoke it. See, what you say has an impact on your life. When you speak it, that's what the word benediction, B-E-N-E, ben is good. Diction is words. Good words. We're supposed to speak benediction in the morning, benediction in the afternoon, benediction at night, benediction all the time. You speak good words over your spouse, over your children, over the people, over everybody, all the time. Not when you feel like it, all the time. Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies. We're supposed to speak good words all the time. Does that make sense? So we want to speak shalom over our children. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Don't you like that? We live in a broken world. With broken people. Everything's broken. God's trying to put you back together. You see that? That's what the word salvation means. To be made whole from many scattered parts. That's what his word does. It puts your life back together. You see that? Just like Humpty. Right? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men. Couldn't put Humpty back together again. God could. Okay, now, it's enough nonsense. This is important, folks. Listen to me. So, perfect means shalom, peace means double whammy. Shalom, shalom. Whose mind, now we're thinking about the mind again. What you think about. Remember Proverbs 23:7? In his perfect peace, he will keep them whose, no. What is it? What is it? You remember? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you're not what you think you are. You are what you're thinking. So if you're judging people and thinking negative about them, that's what's going to show up in your life. You're becoming that. See that? And that's what, if your mind always goes to the negative, that's what's going to come out of you. And that's what you're going to become. And that's what your mind will do unless you get a hold of it. Your mind will always resort to the negative. That's not what I say. That's what the best neurosurgeons and psychologists in the world say. Science agrees with the Bible. So now look. In his perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. God, well, how can you have your mind on God all the time and do your job? You can do it. You can have your mind on God and do your job. You'll do a better job. That person that's been aggravating you at work all the time, always on your last one and making you upset, you keep loving them and praying for them because you got your mind on God all the time. You can't love them and pray for them and encourage them because you'll want to get them told or kick their backside, one of the two, right? But when your mind is on God and you're understanding him, you give them grace and mercy. And that, when you give somebody grace and mercy, who's that protecting? That's protecting you. Because you see, when you don't give it to them and you allow what they're doing, what they're saying, or what they're trying to do to you, if it gets in you, you'll go home, you'll get at the supper table. Well, so-and-so was on my back again today, and he rippity-rap, and now you're poisoning your whole family with it. You're bringing that mess in your house, and there won't be peace there. Am I making sense? You're the one contaminating it because you're bringing it in your own house. That's just how it works. But when you don't and you live out of the kingdom, you're being protected. That's what he means by, I got to say this real quick. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, I've given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And by no means shall anything harm you. He's not talking about serpents and scorpions there. Serpents and scorpions release poison after they sting you. Well, that's what a person with all full of negativity and bitterness, they will sting you and release poison in your life. And if you allow that to come in you, you give it permission to get inside of you because that's what you did. Because you're responsible for what comes in and what goes out of you. When you stop that from coming in you, it protects you. You see that? And now you're not poisoned and contaminated with that poison that was sent by the enemy, take you out. And then you have authority. Authority comes from the love of God. When you're in the love of God, you have authority over your life. Now watch. So whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Now, let's think about this. We're talking about sin today. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Look what Paul says. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to what? Repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in what? Nothing. You see that? Now, that's why Paul was rejoicing, because they repented. And this is God's design on how to deal with sin. And it's, man, it works every time. Now look at this. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. You don't lose anything when you truly repent. So now, what's the word repentance mean? Change your mind. Metanoia is the Greek word. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Change your mind. See, in his perfect peace, he keeps them whose what? His mind is stayed on thee. Meta, change your mind. So we have to change the way we think. You see that? Jesus said this. He said this in Matthew 4:17. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was telling these people that understood all the law, they understood things, but they needed to repent because they didn't understand his kingdom. He was bringing in a whole new way of living. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is where? At hand. What's the word hand mean? Your will. He wants your will in line with repentance. You see that? Repentance means change your mind. I have to change my mind and get my will and help get my will to help use my will to line up with this kingdom. In other words, Jesus was saying, if you're going to understand this kingdom, you're going to have to change the way you think. You see that? And that's what we're trying to help us all see. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're up to. Now watch. Give me the next one. Verse 10. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. So now look. True repentance leads to salvation. Nothing missing, nothing broken. To be made whole from many scattered parts. You see that? It means peace. It means wholeness. It means security. It means to be rescued. That's what salvation means. When we truly repent, that's what takes place. God rescues you, and then as you yield to him, he begins to put your life back together to the design that he created you for. And that's what it's all about. Now look at this. So now let's think about this. Leads to salvation, not to be regretted. You know, we were watching a movie. What was that movie we watched? Sly Stallone. Documentary. What was it? Rocky. Well, he was looking at his life and scanning over his life. He says, yeah, I'm, it's like your life is like being on a train. Go by, and all this video is just going by. Time is flying and all this going. And then he said he looked at, does it really matter? Then he says he felt like he had regret that he could have done something else. I tell you what, I don't have any regrets. Am I making sense? You don't have to live with regret. How many people live with regret that they didn't raise their son this way or didn't raise their kids this way or didn't raise? See, that's regret. God doesn't want that on you. You're trying to take what Jesus died for. You see that? You don't want to live with regret. Regret will keep you held back and keep you from fulfilling God's will. So God, when you truly repent, it removes regret. You see that? And regret will come off you. We need to understand this. This is huge. You know, I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and regret everything. I tell you what, I've been through a lot, a whole lot. And I don't have any regrets. I'm just here to tell you. And it's because of what I'm trying to help you understand. When you understand this, I've seen people bury someone that had committed suicide and just fall apart completely because of the regret. They regretted that they didn't do this, they didn't do that. I'm going to tell you something. When you understand this, it protects your mind and your heart. You don't have to live in regret. Am I making sense? You see why I'm excited about this? This is significant, folks. And you don't have to put something in your body to medicate your pain and put something and get you a blunt or a joint or something to smoke or try to feel better. God will remove that. And he helps you in your life when you understand true repentance. Now look at this. Repentance is the word metanoia. Now, meta means change. Noia means mind. So if you don't repent, guess what happens? You get paranoia. Para means you hook up with, you connect with thoughts that aren't from God. So it produces paranoia. Huh? Paranoia. Panic. Fear. That's not from God. Now listen. This is what paranoia means. Deranged. People say, well, that person's deranged because they're not thinking healthy thoughts. A mental disorder. This is what paranoia means. A mental disorder characterized by systemized delusions. A false belief or opinion. A false, persistent belief maintained in spite of evidence to the contrary. Did you catch that? And you got some paranoia. I mean, there's evidence. And you still got, you're thinking something off the wall. You're confabulating, making up things that don't even exist. Conspiring, you know, you got mustard stains everywhere. You've been hanging out in the basement too long. Paranoia. Come on, am I making sense? Come on now, this is significant. Now look. It means misconception. You missed what God was trying to send to you to bring health and wholeness in your life. You missed it. Misconception. So it can create paranoia, delusion, to believe a lie. You see that? So that's why we need metanoia. We need to change our mind towards God's kingdom. You see this? The enemy can keep you in bondage when you're not changing the way you think. Now, look at it. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces what? Death. Death means separation. Separation. So here's what the worldly sorrow. Who's in charge of the world? It says in 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this age, the God of this world, is the devil, right? He's running the system. And it's called the cosmos. It's where we get the word cosmetic. You know, it's all outward. How things look and appear. And then it says, it's the word Arone, and that is how you think. Suspicions. He's running that. How everything thinks in this cosmos. You see that? That's why we got to change the way we think. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? The renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. We're here to prove that our God is credible and that he does everything he says, and in his account, you cash it and it's going to show up in your life. Are you listening to me? And he'll lead you in paths of righteousness that produce peace in your life. So worldly sorrow would be remorse. Okay, so this is what worldly sorrow is. Worldly sorrow is you're sorry for what's going on in your life, but you're not sorry with a godly sorrow. You're sorry because it hurt you. You got caught. Now, think about this. Here's what the word remorse means. It means a deep, torturing sense of guilt. It means to have self-reproach. Pity. You see, when people have godly sorrow, they always want to call you, and they always want you to join in with their pity party. Well, you know, I did it again. What? You know, you did that again? Yeah, but, you know, victim. See that? Sorry. They're sorry not because they're hurting other people, not because it's against God, not because it's hurting themselves. It's because they got hurt. And it's their own little thing. And it's a pity party. Nobody wants to come to a pity party. You see that? That's the way that works. That's what remorse is. You see that? You feel sorry for yourself. And you want pity. You see, you're responsible for what comes in and what comes out of you. Remember? You're the bishop of your soul. We've studied that in this teaching. You're the bishop. You're responsible for what comes in and what goes out of you. You can call with your pity party all you want. You may not get me to show up, but you can call me. I probably won't join you, but I'll talk to you. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? How many of you want to go to a pity party after lunch today? Not me. You see, that's what a victim does. They're always keep doing the same thing because there's really no real repentance there. You see that? But now look. Here's what we do. When we sin, we tend to sanitize. Or, you know, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. You start comparing yourself with other people. And you start to insulate yourself and think your sin is okay. You see that? That right there lets you know you are heading in the wrong direction. You see that? Because your love is growing cold. And when you have sin in your life, it will protect. It actually separates you from feeling God's presence. It has that kind of power. See this? When you have sin in your life, but your sins are forgiven if you're born again, but you can still sin. You see this? And you're the one responsible now. But if you truly repent, God's going to really bring, salvation and no regret. But if it's godly, if it's sorrow of the world, it's on you. You see this? Come on, am I making sense?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.